the height of this room, you'd say that the walls are about
4 foot.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. And
tall. High, not tall. Mm-hmm. Tall means a person, but a high height means something like wall, like that.
Oh yeah, I guess so, doesn't it? I hadn't thought of that. But I think, you know, a lot of times we use it either way. I think more and more people use that either way. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about a tomato plant or any kind of a plant that you had, and you thought that it that it should be taller, you might say, now that plant's not as tall as it.
It should be.
And now you might
say, maybe it's caused from the cold weather,
or
frost.
Like that, mm-hmm. And now, like when you're kids, you might say, now I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you
won't. Or see a hand or something.
Now, if you were trying to, when somebody dares somebody, you know, kind of the opposite of, like if you say, now I'll dare you, but I'll bet you, kind of the opposite of dare, but I'll bet you
won't.
Or would you ever say, I bet you dare it, or I bet you?
I dare you to do such and such a thing.
But I'll bet you that you dare it, or I'll bet you dasn't, or how would they say that? Dare not, or?
Mm. Oh.
You know what I'm trying to get at. Mm-hmm. The sort of the opposite of dare, you know, you say, now I dare you to, but I'll bet you dare it, or I'll bet you dare not, or I bet you.
No, it's like, the way that is, when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to take a dare. I will do it.
You'd say take a dare.
I won't take a dare. I said, I dare you to do something. I said, well, I won't take a dare. I'm going to go do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, that's the way your kids used to do that. I'll dare you to do so-and-so. And I said, well, I can't do it. I'm not going to take a dare.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and do it. That's the way we used to do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were getting on to, now you might get on to a child, you say, now you're not doing what you're,
we're told,
mm-hmm. or what you
ought to do,
something like that. And now, if you might say, now he got a whipping, and I'll bet he did something he
had no business, oughtn't to, or no business either one,
and
ought not to, and oughtn't that. That's not.
No, I
oughtn't to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just a short,
sentence
for ought not.
Just like don't or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just short.
Apostrophe T, like that. Won't, don't.
Mm-hmm.
Just about writing the whole word out.
Mm-hmm. You really are good. You know how much you're helping me.
Well, I'm glad to. I'm just glad to do it.
Now, when you get something done and it was really hard work, but you did it all by yourself, and you might have like a friend standing there and without even helping you, and you might say, well, now you like if he just stood there and let you do
didn't help me.
Mm-hmm. You say, well, now you
didn't help and
might have helped me or something.
You should have helped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Should have helped me.
Now, if you and another girl had some kind of job to do, like one of your sisters, and you told her about it, and she'd say, now, who's going to do it? She'd say, well, you and...
me.
And now, if you were not really speaking to her, to this sister, but talking about her, and somebody said, well, who's going to do it? And you'd say, well,
my sister.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to show that it was the two of you together, you'd say,
the two of us
mm-hmm,
do
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm. And